Good morning, Cartersville. Good morning, Bartow County. And welcome to our listeners around the world on the TuneIn app and on TuneIn.com. Welcome to Bartow Sports Zone. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, along with Kevin Pate. Andrew Howden, we're expecting him to come in and join us this morning. Brad Stevens and Jason Greenberg are on other activities this morning. We're here each Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Find us online at BartowSportsZone.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bartow Sports Zone. You'll also be able to find us as a free podcast download on iTunes or Podomatic. Stick around. We'll get you in the zone today. Glad to have you with us. As always, we want to thank our awesome group of local sponsors. They make Bartow Sports Zone possible. Elite Stone Supply, Johnny's New York Style Pizza, Taverna Mediterranean Grill, Heritage Honda Nissan Buick GMC, TC Picks, Three-Way Campers, Wilson Pools, and St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point. Our scheduled guest in the opening hour today, the baseball coaches at Cass and Cartersville, Adam Williams and Stuart Chester. And then in the second hour of Bartow Sports Zone, we'll visit with Mike Granato of MikeGranatoGolf.com. And also we'll have Kyle Sandy back in here again this week to talk about the Georgia High School Association State Basketball Tournament and all the action that's going on there. Stay with us. We always have a great time talking sports right here on Bartow Sports Zone. To join us on the program, send us a tweet to WBHF Scores at Daily Trib Sports or at Bartow Sports Zone. Just use the hashtag BSZ for Bartow Sports Zone. If you have a comment or a suggestion for the show, email us at BartowSportsZone@Comcast.net. Good morning again, everyone. It's time to get in the zone. And we want to welcome in our co-host this morning, Kevin Pate. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm good. It feels weird. Nobody else in here. It's going to just be the Charles and Kevin show.
Yeah, and I guess it feels weird. I've been gone for three Fridays in a row on the road following my son's baseball team. So you guys, you've kind of had the
mantle. This is a vacation for me.
We also want to welcome in our first guest of the day, Adam Williams of the Cass Colonels. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Charles and Kevin. Just glad you guys are giving me the opportunity to come in and talk a little Colonel baseball on the radio this morning.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about last night. You guys picked up another win, stayed unbeaten on the year.
Yeah, I was proud of the way our guys played last night. We definitely had a challenge. We faced Justin Robleski at Sequoia. He's committed to go to Clemson. And our kids took the challenge and actually was up on him when he left the game 3-1. And then, you know, we did what good teams do, and we just extended the lead and kept scoring there down the stretch to pad the lead for us, and we ended up coming out with a victory. So, you know, we're just taking them one game at a time, seeing what we can do. And we got Rockmart up first Saturday, and hopefully we get another W there.
Well, congratulations on the early season start. I mentioned that you're 5-0 now. Tell us a little bit about the early season results.
You know, we're very happy to have 30 games to play this year. We've got a few extra games to play. And this allowed us to play a different combination of kids. You know, we've had five different lineups in five games. So that's helped us. We're just trying to get that right mix of kids and fit the right nine kids in there so that we go into region play, you know, clicking on all cylinders.
And who are those early wins against so far?
We have beaten Rockmart. We went to Rockmart, won 2-1. Then we came back and beat Gilmer at home 11-6. Then we had an extra inning affair with Adairsville. We won 6-2 in extra innings. Then we went to Sonorville Tuesday night, played in a mud hole.
Well, I was going to say it had to be wet.
Yes, it was very wet. But with pitch counts, we're very happy that we got that game in. And then last night, we kind of felt like Sequoia would be a good measuring stick for us, being in the region last year with us, and we kind of knew what they had. If we could go up there and, you know, and find a way to get a victory, it would be a good program win, a good measuring stick for us last night. And I kind of like the way we measured up.
Well, I know that a head coach can't get it all done himself. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff this year and what some of their responsibilities are.
I will never, ever have as good a coaching staff as I got right now. Matt Thompson's been there with me. He coaches first base and does a lot of behind-the-scenes things that nobody sees. Matt does a great job. Jamie Gaddy handles our pitchers wonderfully. Tim Ayers is our hitting coach, and it's paid off to get Tim back. Young kid Taylor Bentley has come back and is helping with working with our outfielders. And then my JV coach is the head football coach, Bobby Hughes. You know, it's been a blessing to have him around. And then new guy on staff, Mike Mitchick. And then I also got to give a shout-out to my director of baseball operations, Drew McCain. He does a lot of stuff that nobody sees behind the scenes.
Well, we're going to talk some more Cass High School baseball after we take this time out. You're listening to Bartow Sports Zone. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone here each Friday morning, 7 to 9. Kevin Pate, Charles Wilson in here visiting this morning with Coach Adam Williams of the Cass High School Baseball Colonels. We're talking a little Cass baseball this morning. We've got some college baseball coming up this afternoon. Pregame beginning at 2:45. Kevin Pate will be out at Lake Point to cover the Georgia Highlands Chargers as they take on Sinclair State. Sinclair State was actually the D2 JUCO World Series finalist in 2016. So you've got a game here on WBHF this afternoon and then a doubleheader tomorrow that begins around 12:45. So I know you'll want to tune in for that. We're covering all the high school baseball teams in the county this year as well as the Georgia Highlands Chargers. So this is the place to be to listen to some local baseball as well as your Atlanta Braves that are coming up a little later on in the spring. We were talking about the coaching staff at Cass High School before the break. And now, Coach, I'll ask you, what kind of team is this year? Is it a pitching-first team with pitching and defense, or are you looking at a high-scoring offense?
Oh, we want to be both, you know.
Well, everybody does, Coach.
No, well, right now our team ERA is around 1.5. We're definitely fortunate to have some
that
good
might owners. Win a state championship yes, if yes. you could keep that up.
We keep that up, we're going to be A-okay. But no, we have some good arms on the mound. Jake Collum, Georgia State commit, has been pitching well. Cody Johnson, who will be, you know, Kevin will be calling at Highlands next year. Zach Yancey has come in. He's going to Chat Valley. So we've got some good arms, and then Austin Pruitt has kind of been a workhorse. You know, that kid has just done nothing but gone and thrown shutout baseball. Evan Hinton pitched last night, so it's been a variety of arms. It's not just been one kid, and that's going to be good here going into 30-game season with pitch counts, mandatory pitch counts. So, you know, I'm excited about our arms. And offensively, we're probably playing a little bit more sabermetrically. You know, we want home runs and doubles, and we've been fortunate enough to hit, and those extra base hits have led to runs. So offensively, we're kind of taking a little bit different approach. Right now in these preseason games, we just want to go play good competition and play good arms. So, every outing we've had, we've seen a good arm, and I've been very happy with our opponents and the pitching we've seen early on.
Yeah, you've gotten some power of late as well out of Bailey Campbell.
Well, you know, we finally convinced Bailey to swing the bat. You know, I've said it for years. He might be one of the best hitters I've ever coached. And now that we've kind of got him swinging the bat and trusting his strength, he's going to have a good year this year. You know, and he's also a kid that's just worked really hard in the weight room for 4 years. You know, we start in the weight room in August. As soon as we get in school, we get in the weight room and start lifting. And Bailey is just a product of working hard for 4 years, and I think he's seeing the fruits of his labor this year.
Talk a little bit about, if you will, your non-region schedule this early part of the season. You've already mentioned some of those opponents, but are you also participating in that spring swing out at Lake Point? Do you have any games out there as well?
We did not go to Lake Point this year. We just decided to keep everything at home. You know, we wanted to play as many games at our place as we could. We just didn't want to give up a game and go to Lake Point. You know, I really like working with Kevin. He's a great guy. And I'm not saying we won't end up at Lake Point when the year's over, but we just wanted to be, we wanted to be Cass High School this year. We didn't want to feel like we need to go down there and do anything different at Lake Point or anything like that. But I'm grateful for those guys. You know, those guys, perfect game, help our program tremendously. And I can't thank Kevin and Taylor and those guys enough for what they do to our program.
Yeah, and of course, even back to my administrative days at Cass High School, we started out, we were a host for a lot of those games before they got Lake Point going.
Absolutely. Those guys are great.
What about Region 7 5A? I know that's the league you're in. You and Woodland are both in that same region this year. Who are some of the favorites, contenders for the playoff spots in your region?
You know, I think our region is going to be very tough. I think a lot of people at the top is going to be very good. I think you have to put Kale in up there at the top. Carrollton's going to be at the top. East Paulding's traditionally a good program. If you've seen the scores Woodland's been putting up, you know, they got to worry you a little bit. They're absolutely swinging the bat right now. So, you know, we just want to get in there and you know, compete, come to every day and compete in that region. You know, Villarica's going to be tough. Rome is always a tough, gritty team. And then Paulding County's there. I mean, we're going to have to come play every night. So,
yeah, and this year, series is, or is it a rotating schedule?
We're playing everybody twice, but we're playing them back-to-back. So gotcha. Monday, Wednesday, we'll play Kale. Friday, Monday, we'll play East Paulding.
Gotcha. We're up on another break. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more with Coach Adam Williams of the Cass High School Baseball Colonels. After this timeout, you're listening to Bartow Sports Zone.
What's for breakfast?
Eggs, fried or scrambled, grits, gravy, toast, bacon, sausage, biscuits, pancakes, city ham, country ham, bologna, country steak, coffee and juice.
Fixin' breakfast since 1945. Ross's Diner, a legendary restaurant in historic downtown Cartersville.
Here are a few facts about Georgia Highlands College. Georgia Highlands College has been listed as the best value for a two-year degree in the state. Georgia Highlands offers over 30 areas of study. Students may earn an associate degree from Georgia Highlands for less than $8,000. Georgia Highlands offers hundreds of courses both online and in the classroom that can easily transfer within the university system of Georgia. Get all the facts about Georgia Highlands College at highlands.edu. Jumpstart your career path at GHC, Georgia Highlands College.
The most interesting man in Ackworth now has a new and interesting website, ackworthbookstore.com. Check it out or visit the Ackworth Bookstore and Coffee Shop in historic downtown Ackworth.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on your game day Friday. We've got college baseball coming up this afternoon, 2:45. Sinclair State taking on the Georgia Highlands Chargers out at Lake Point. Kevin Pate will be out there to bring you all the play-by-play beginning at 2:45. A doubleheader again tomorrow at 12:45 right here on WBHF. We're visiting with Coach Adam Williams of the Cass Baseball Colonels this morning. And, Coach, we want to give you an opportunity to kind of go through your roster. I know we've mentioned Zach Yancey on his way to Chat Valley. You've got Bailey Campbell we mentioned already. He's going to Young Harris, I believe. Jake Collum at Georgia State and Cody Johnson at Georgia Highlands. Some really good leaders there. But talk about their leadership with this team and some of the other folks on your roster.
I think when you talk about leadership, you got to start with Nathan Smith behind the plate. He's been starting. This is his third year to start there. And he is an extension of us. You know, he comes back in the dugout and he communicates with us how the pitchers are doing. And, you know, and we could probably just turn the game over to him if we wanted to. So Nathan's been great. You know, Bailey's been playing first. And up the middle, we're working on finding that combination of kids between Cody Johnson, Brett Gaddy, Clay Means and Jake Collum have all been working in there. You know, we're just trying to find our best nine, and some of those kids have really come on this year, which has created good, healthy competition at practice. At third base, Steven Spell has been starting there for 3 years. In the outfield, it's going to be some combination of Evan Hinton, Bryson Markley, sophomore, and then Tyler Hendon, along with Zach Yancey, Jake Collum. It just depends, you know, who we play, who's pitching. And who's pitching really, really depends on who plays where that night. So, you know, we've had a really good preseason practice. You know, we had a really good offseason. I joke, and it's not really something, you know, but the drought probably helped us. You know, the lack of rain has helped us because we've been able to get out and get on the field. You know, we haven't had to go inside and do things. We've been able to get out and practice, and that I think that has really helped us contribute to our fast start here.
Well, it has been a fast start, off to a 5-0 start this season. The Cass Baseball Colonels, that's Coach Adam Williams of the Colonels. They play again tomorrow, a couple of games at home real quickly, those times.
Yeah, we play at 10 and 5:30 tomorrow at home. So if you're in town, come out to Cass High School. We got a doubleheader, got baseball going on all day long tomorrow. So come out and watch the Colonels play.
Coach Adam Williams, we're up now on GNN News. Okay, welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on your game day Friday. Charles Wilson, Kevin Pate in here for Bartow Sports Zone on this Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're here each and every Friday. You can find us online at bartowsportszone.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter as well at Bartow Sports Zone. We want to thank Coach Adam Williams of the Cass Colonels for joining us this morning to talk some Cass baseball. And now we welcome in Coach Stuart Chester of the Cartersville High School Baseball Hurricanes. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here with us. And I know you guys are off. We were talking with Adam about the fast start they're off to. You guys are off to a fast start as well and have played some highly notable opponents along the way.
Yeah, we have. You know, guys have played well. And, you know, when we put our schedule together, we kind of, project that we're going to go through some tough times. And our games have been tough, but our guys you know, they played very, very well, and fortunately we've came out on top.
Yeah, sometimes when you put that tough schedule together, it looks real good about 6 or 8 months out, but then when you start going day-to-day, it becomes quite a grind.
It is. We were sitting there in the office yesterday, and, you know, the four teams we've played, and then I look at the next five games, I asked our coaches, I said, what idiot made that schedule?
That's what I'm talking about.
Just give us some room to breathe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the season so far, some of the opponents, and, you know, who's come up big in some of those games. We'll talk more about players later on in the half hour, but tell us a little bit about these early games.
Well, I mean, you know, like when we do the schedule, you know, I've got a lot of friends across Gwinnett and that area, and so, you know, we've got to throw the Parkviews and people like that in there. But, you know, starting out, we've started a little rivalry with Johns Creek. You know, they came over last year, and I think they beat us like 6-3 or 6-4, and got a little rivalry going. The benches cleared a little bit, had some animosity, and we go back over this year and had an opportunity to get back at them and won. And there was a little bit of temper there at the end as well. And you know, just putting our kids in situations like that with Johns Creek and, you know, Mill Creek, people like that. You get their number one usually, and we have, and you think, well, we're going to get them out and get to their number two, three, or reliever, and you know, that's in baseball, that's your goal,
right?
Well, against schools like that, I don't know if they have a number one. I think they have probably six number ones because there's no drop off. But it puts our kids in a very uncomfortable situation, which we won't. And just to see that level of baseball, and plus it's great to play those guys for exposure for our kids.
Sure.
Because, you know, Mill Creek, along with Johns Creek, they got, you know, two or three going to Clemson, Tech, you know, Vanderbilt, places like that. And anytime you can get in front of scouts, it's good for our kids. And, you know, basically from the adverse point and, of course, exposure for our program, that's the first four games we've gotten both.
We're visiting with Coach Stuart Chester, Cartersville High School baseball coach. Here talking a little Hurricanes baseball this morning. Coach, no head coach can get it all done by themselves. You're the skipper over there, but tell us a little bit about your coaching staff this year.
You know, I'm surrounded by great people, and number one, they have to put up with me, and I don't see how they do that. but, you know, David Cagle's our pitching coach. You know, Kyle Tucker, of course, he can do anything. Brian Adams, of course, is on varsity. And those three, you know, they pull the cart, and they do a great job with just game day situations, teaching our kids, keeping me in line. And, you know, nothing would be possible without those three men right there.
We'll talk some more Cartersville High School Hurricanes baseball after we take this next time out. You're listening to Bartow Sports Zone.
sponsors of the Elite Athletes of the Month. Elite Stone Supply at Baker Road and US 41 north of Cartersville is your local authorized Husqvarna dealer. See Elite for help with all your landscaping ideas or supplies. And now we have mowers, tillers, blowers, and trimmers. Need pine straw, mulch, topsoil, sand, natural or cultured stone? We have tons of options and we deliver. Across from Racetrack Highway 41 north of Cartersville, find us on Facebook, Elite Stone Supply.
If you're like most people, you purchase insurance for your auto, home, or business, and you don't pay much attention to it until you have a claim. That's when you learn if the company you choose is worthy of your business. Hi, this is Luke Daniel with Harry Daniel Insurance, your local independent agent. We have a proven track record of providing that personal service you deserve and being at our best in your time of need. Harry Daniel Insurance, 15 South Gilmer Street in Cartersville. Give us a call at 770-382-8954 or visit us online at hdins.com.
Charles Wilson, Kevin Pate, filling in today on Bartow Sports Zone. We're missing Jason Greenberg and Brad Stevens. They're taking the day off away from Bartow Sports Zone, other responsibilities and duties. That's been happening to me lately as well, Kevin. Been
now,
out there on the road.
This is a vacation for me. I'm totally enjoying just sitting back, doing whatever I want, eating some breakfast.
This Coach Chester's in studio with us this morning from Cartersville Baseball, and he may not be aware, but I've been away following my son's college team the last 3 weeks, so they've been running the show without me, and I'm here this week, and then I'll be gone again next week. Those guys will be in here to run the show again, and then Columbus has enough home games in a row on weekends, home series, that I can come in and do the show and then travel down.
That's where you ought to be. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great to follow him. And, of course, they begin conference play this weekend. So I'll be leaving right after the show, in fact, to head down to Columbus, Georgia. But anyway, we're talking Cartersville High School baseball right now. Coach, you were sharing with us a little bit about your coaching staff and their who those folks are and their responsibilities. Let's talk a little bit now about this year's team. How do you see this year's team? Is it a pitching and defense first kind of team, or is this a scoring offense?
Well, I think we're still answering those questions. I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you're going to go a long way and have a chance to win it, you got to be good on the mound. And that's what we try to do the first 10 to 12 games, try to develop, try to see who and when and where and what role they may play as a pitcher, whether it's a closer or you know, maybe a game two starter, a game three starter in a three-game series. And really, that's the big question we're answering right now. And, you know, offensively, I think we got a chance to be pretty good in that area. We have a lot of guys that can swing it. Right now, the issue we're having is trying to get the lineup with the best bats in it.
Right.
You know, depending upon – you know, we'll put a – I'll take a kid that has maybe lesser defensive skills – because he can hit and play him, but, you know, you can't get in a situation where it's going to hurt you either. So we're shuffling the lineup a little bit, looking for that offensive chemistry. And then defensively, I think, you know, we've played very solid. You know, you take Devin Warner at shortstop and you know, feel people in around him. You know, he's probably
has a tendency to make everybody else look good.
He does. I mean, he's about – and I don't want him to get the big head, but he's a grown man. I mean, and you know, you got Anthony Siegler. He can play
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I actually mean anywhere: outfield, infield, catch, pitch. You know, you put him behind the plate. We focus on controlling the running game. He does that. Yeah. Of course, you know when Anthony pitches, we got to put somebody back there. And J.P. Martin has done an outstanding job behind the plate. He can play first base. He's an offensive power, hit a three-run homer against Walton. And, you know, he's a good fit there, too. So we got a lot of different lineups we actually can make out.
Coach, let's go back to the pitching situation. I know we've got the new pitch count rule this year. I've been following, you know, all the local schools and some other high school baseball online and noticed through game changer stats feeds and that kind of thing, we're seeing a lot more one-inning outings out of pitchers, and I'm sure that's attributed to the pitch count rule.
It is, and, you know, I don't mind the pitch count. We basically used it not per number. Ever since I've been here, our guys are still on about a 40 to 45 pitch count now, you know, early in the season, and we do that we really want our guys in shape in May.
Right.
And, you know, we're not going to go out there and throw anybody 75, 80 pitches this early. And I don't care how many bullpens. And, you know, I hear that all the time. Well, you know, we've been throwing since January, and we've thrown 15 pins. It does not simulate getting out there with the adrenaline and pitching in a game. So, you know, all of our guys are still around, except for a couple that's got a few more innings, still around 40 pitches. And, you know, we have used that, you know, like I say, since I've been here. I guess probably the only problem with the pitch count now is it's going to limit Anthony Siegler, because he's counted as one person.
Yeah.
And which I'm getting some mats, you know, I've got reached out to Dr. Andrews in Birmingham and Coach Thompson at Auburn, and just trying to get a feel for their opinion, because, you know, if he threw right-handed today 36 pitches, he cannot throw tomorrow left-handed. Right. And so that's really, I think, the only negative thing for us with the pitch count.
Well, I know you guys are playing an extremely tough non-region schedule. You've played, I guess, all ranked teams so far. Walton was nationally ranked in the preseason. But I know down the road, you're also about to participate in that Perfect Game High School Showdown. I'll give you a chance to talk just a little bit about that and what a great event that is.
It is. And, you know, the first time we got invited, it was held in Fort Myers.
Right.
And that's probably the best baseball I've seen. And for them, since Perfect Game has moved here at Lake Point, you know, they've started their tournament, the Spring Fling, here, and the tournament could be tougher than our non-region schedule. I mean, you get teams from all over the country, and you know, some of these guys play baseball 12 months out of the year, and you know, they'll be established, ready to go. I mean, some teams, well, IMG is an example. Right. I mean, when they come up, and they may have 8 or 9 Division I players, and, you know, you got 4 games in 3 days, and you talk about a pitch count. Now, that
will put a strain on it, indeed.
I guarantee you. That will separate it right there.
We're visiting with Coach Stuart Chester of the Cartersville High School Baseball Hurricanes. We're going to talk some more about his roster and some of the team leaders, but right now we're going to send it over to the news desk and Kevin Payton.
Hi, this is Rick Koloff with Century Bank of Georgia. In my 26 years as a commercial banker, I've noticed that banks sometimes get their priorities mixed up. But at Century Bank, we care about you, your family, your business, and our community. Like you, we live here. Our shareholders live here. When you're ready to expand or improve your business, or if you just want to talk about it with a knowledgeable, experienced banker, visit us on Main Street in downtown Cartersville or give us a call. We are the leading preferred SBA lender in Bartow County. We are Century Bank of Georgia, and we want to be your bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Wilson Pools, we believe owning a pool should be fun, not work. That's why you'll value the service and advice we offer as Northwest Georgia's premier pool builder and full-service pool company. With 50 years in the business, we have all the supplies, technology, and expertise you need. Wilson Pools offers renovations, scheduled services, chemicals, and more. 101 South Dixie Avenue, call 770-386-3324 or find us online at wilsonpools.com.
Shane Barker and the folks at Anytime Fitness of Cartersville have a February fitness deal for you.
Our small group training programs have really just taken off, with people making a ton of progress, feeling better about themselves, increasing their confidence, just feeling better in everyday life. So what we've decided to do with the month of February is give away, no strings attached, no commitment necessary, 14 days, 24-hour access to the gym, including tanning. In addition to that, we're also going to give away 6 small group training sessions that will take place in those 14 days, because we firmly believe that once you've tried those 6, you're going to be hooked.
Anytime Fitness on Tennessee Street next to the movie theater.
Has something been bugging you, like the possibility of termites in your home or office? Well, get an answer. Call CNC Exterminators for an inspection. They're licensed, insured, and armed. Armed to eliminate termites. Quarterly, monthly, or one-time service. Call CNC Exterminators, Armed and Dangerous, when it comes to termites. 770-382-2223.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We're visiting with Coach Stuart Chester of the Cartersville High School Baseball Hurricanes here on Bartow Sports Zone this morning. Coach, we're talking a little bit about your club, and we'll get to those players in just a second and some of your top contributors to this year's roster, but very quickly, let's touch on Region 5 Quad A, your league. Obviously, you guys have to be a favorite in that one, but who are going to be some of the contenders?
Well, I think your top three is going to be Cedartown, LaGrange, and Troop. Actually, the Georgia Dugout Preview Magazine had picked Cedartown to win the region. You know, I know they had a good run in AAA last year, and of course, anytime Troop, they're always playoff tradition, right. You know, and LaGrange as well. And I think probably baseball wise, this is tougher than the region we were in last year.
Yeah, a lot of depth there. Cedartown is off to a good start. I noticed that the other day, and of course, LaGrange. Tremendous tradition there, and, yep. And Troop, I know from my son's playing days, that's who eliminated them in the Sweet 16 right. Back in 2013 out at Cass. So let's talk about your current roster, some of the team leaders. I know you mentioned J.P. Martin, who's committed to Alabama. You've got Anthony Siegler, Jr., Mr. Everything, Mr. Ambidextrous, committed to Auburn. Devin Warner, your shortstop, a junior middle infielder, committed to Auburn. Several other top-notch players there. Who have been the leaders at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, excuse me, those three, of course, you know, they just jump out there and you know, they know the program, they know what we want and how to carry themselves, but then you got to go back to those seniors, you know, with Jacob Fowler and Spencer Dickey and Noah Daniel, you know, those three right there, they kind of set the pace. They know what to expect. They've been in the playoffs, and they know how we conduct practice, and they know sometimes we're going to run when we probably shouldn't have to run. And you know, but you know, you look at those guys, and it's good to have. And I still think we're very young. You know, from
good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have, but you got to have mainstays like those guys there.
Too. Yeah, one of my experiences from coaching all sports and then baseball in particular, sometimes you got to have those guys in the dugout that just refuse to lose.
That's exactly right. And you know, those guys, they compete, they hate to lose. And our philosophy, and they know it, and it's trickling down to some of the younger guys that's catching on now, is we practice at a very uncomfortable pace. Everything we do is fast, it's hard, it's tough, and that's the way we're going to play. And we, our objective is to make it so uncomfortable that the other team can't keep up. And you know, you look at Jacob and some of those guys, they understand that. And when you get one doing it and you get three following, then you get eight, then you know, there's nothing like, and I told the guys the other day, there's nothing like, you know, we got 24 on the roster, nothing like 24 guys with a common goal. And it's coming together. It's not there yet, but it's coming together.
It's got to be pretty close, Coach, the way you've started this season. Probably lots of parents and grandparents with youngsters out there listening this morning, especially tuning in with you guys in here talking some baseball this morning. How about a little bit of advice on how what you would advise those folks on how to help their youngster get ready for high school baseball down the road?
Well, I think, you know, in our park and rec and our little league is – basically our feeder program. They do a great, great job. I think the big thing is you got to teach fundamentals, but probably more important than anything, that young man's got to have a good taste for baseball in his mouth. I know you try to get them in good situations and give them a good experience and, you know, just to love the game. If they love it, they're going to do it more. They're going to probably practice more, and sometimes those dry drills that everybody hates, not so boring to them. So, you know, if I had a young son starting out now, I would definitely make it a fun, enjoyable atmosphere and work on fundamentals and not so much the wins and losses at that age, but, you know, just get better each day.
I know you've helped me keep in contact with some of these guys, but you have to be beaming with pride, so to speak, over Sam Howard and Connor Justice, who are now playing professional baseball. That's a dream of just about any youngster out there.
It is, and I tell you, Sam, you know, he's at big league camp, and Bud Black has bragged on him, and, you know, he just a story that he saw Sam throwing a bullpen, and he watched him, and Sam was always getting – he was 10, 15 minutes behind all the other pitchers with their bullpen, and he went up to him and asked him, said, well, Sam, why, you know, you're always last. Why? He said, well – every pitch, you know, I'm focusing on every pitch, and I throw it with a purpose. And Bud put his hand on him. He said, "Son, you're gonna have a future here." And what, you know, what a story Sam Howard is to begin with.
Right.
And Connor Justice came out the other night, and I talked to a guy with his organization. They project him to be their shortstop within 2-3 years. So.
really fast climb for both of those guys. And I know you've got lots of others out there playing some college ball right now. We don't quite have time to squeeze all those in, but we'll do it next time you're here on Bartow Sports Zone. That's Coach Stuart Chester of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. You want to get out there and catch those guys out at the ballpark real soon. We're up on a Fox News break. You're listening to 100.3 FM, AM 1450, WBHF in Cartersville, Georgia.
Hey gang, this is Sean Rowe, owner of the award-winning St. Angelo's Pizza you've loved for years in Atlanta. Now we are right here in your own backyard at the new Lake Point Station in Emerson. Voted one of the top 100 independent pizzerias in the nation, let us show you why St. Angelo's Lake Point will be your new neighborhood treat. With delicious pizza, wings, salads, and a full bar, St. Angelo's Pizza is an experience like no other. Don't forget Thursday is family night. Kids' meals start at just $1.99. And check us out online at stangelos.com.
24/7, around the world, nonstop. This is WBHF AM 1450 and FM 100.3.
Can you hear me now?
Good morning once again, everybody, and welcome to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson in here each Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Kevin Pate in studio with us this morning. We're missing Jason Greenberg and Brad Stevens. They're normally with us. They're both on a break today. They'll be back with us in the very near future as we continue Bartow Sports Zone each Friday morning, 7 to 9, right here on WBHF. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app on your smart device or find us on TuneIn.com, and you can listen around the world to Bartow Sports Zone and right here on WBHF, 100.3 FM and AM 1450 in Cartersville, Georgia. We want to thank our guest from the first hour, Coach Adam Williams of the Cass Baseball Colonels, and Stuart Chester from the Cartersville High School Baseball Program. We want to thank them for joining us this morning in the first hour of Bartow Sports Zone, second hour of what is typically Bartow's Morning News. And now in this hour, we'll be visiting with Mike Granato of MikeGranatoGolf.com. And also, we'll be visiting with Kyle Sandy to talk some high school state basketball tournament action that's going on. And got through the second round the last couple of nights, so we'll be talking about that in the next half hour. But right now, we want to welcome in Mike Granato. Good morning, Mike.
Charles, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is like hanging out at the club and just chit-chatting around the break room or the grill.
The beverages are a little different.
Yeah, the beverages are a little different this morning. Mike of MikeGranatoGolf.com, recognized as a Georgia top golf instructor by Golf Digest. Just tell us a little bit about the business, first of all, and how you got started in that. I know we did a segment or two when I was with another station, but now that we have a different group of listeners here with WBHF, share with us a little bit about Mike Granato Golf.
Well, we service everyone from the professional mini tour player all the way down to the club golfer, and we do a lot of work at making the golf swing more athletic, more dynamic, and kind of move golfers out of positions in some instances and improve their dynamic movement. And everyone likes hitting the ball farther and straighter, and that's typically what we do.
Yeah, you can find Mike at MikeGranatoGolf.com. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. He's a busy guy on Twitter sometimes. And your studio is located right here in Bartow County.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I'm working with Scott Hamilton at his studio, and we have a good mix going there, and it's been a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, so all you got to do, if you'd like to work with Mike after you listen to him this morning and find out all the things he's into, you can give him a call. I think this number is right that I have here. Mike, you correct me if I'm wrong, 404-259-9546.
That's it.
And just get in touch with Mike Granato, and he can help you out with your golf game. This has been an exciting year for you.
It has been. It's I've got to go places I haven't been before.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about working with Scott Hamilton, and then I've also noticed working with Athletic Motion Golf.
Right. Scott works with probably more tour players than any coach out there. I think that's him calling right now. But
tell him he'll have to wait. He's been on the show before, too.
He's on hold. And he's taken me on the road with him a few times this year, and we went to the Waste Management Open, which it's more like a football game than a golf tournament. I mean,
for those of you that don't follow golf, that is it is home to the loudest hole in golf, right?
Well, yeah, not that's a completely different animal, that 16th hole, but we're there in the practice rounds, and you know we're the farthest away from the clubhouse, and you just hear this. It's like being in a nightclub all day long. And then the following week, we go to Pebble Beach, which is a completely different atmosphere. My first experience at Pebble was constant rain and about 40-mile-an-hour winds. So.
Yeah, kind of an ugly week weather-wise on the Monterey Peninsula. We're up on our first break in this segment with Mike Granato of MikeGranatoGolf.com. We'll take this time out here on Bartow Sports Zone, and we'll be back to visit more with Mike Granato. Stay with us. You're listening to Bartow Sports Zone.
You already know at Johnny's Pizza we offer $1 cheese slices on Monday, and Tuesdays we host team trivia at 7:30. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know about our extensive lunch menu that we offer Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer 9 different lunch options, each with a free drink. They're made fresh to order, and we'll make sure that we get you out of here in plenty of time to get back to your day. Stop by Johnny's Pizza for lunch, 244 North Dixie Avenue.
Good morning, Cartersville. Good morning, Bartow County. Good morning, everyone around the world, if you're listening on TuneIn.com or the TuneIn app. This is Bartow Sports Zone. We're here each Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on WBHF. This morning, we're visiting with Mike Granato of MikeGranatoGolf.com. He works locally with all types of golfers, but he's also been doing some fascinating work with some PGA Tour stars out there, along with Scott Hamilton of Scott Hamilton Golf. Mike, if you will, just kind of share with our listeners a little bit about your background. I know you've been on our show before, but that was with the other station. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be a working professional with golfers.
Started up playing virtually every sport. And really focused on football and basketball through high school. Switched that to basketball. Was actually drafted, I guess you would say, to play Italy right out of high school in basketball. Wound up going to college here in the States. Played at Mississippi State for a bit. Finished at Birmingham Southern. That beat my body to death. And I got into golf to try to stay competitive after college. And fell in love with the sport, fell in love with more of the mental aspect of the sport than anything else. And really kind of self-taught myself for a while, actually started taking lessons with Scott eventually, and got okay, got better, wind up having to have back surgery from all the years playing basketball, and decided that playing golf was going to be limited going forward. So I decided to learn more, as much as I could, about the swing, about teaching it. And jumped in with both feet and have been doing it ever since.
Yeah, Mike and I, we butted heads quite a bit on the golf course back in the day, in our leaner days, I guess we'll say.
If you call butting heads paying you money.
Oh, no. No, not exactly. But we had a good time with that. And you and I go back to playing a lot of golf with Jason Bone, who is now a PGA Tour star out there and a former client of Scott's.
Yeah. In fact, I saw on Facebook that this is the anniversary of his heart attack last year. Which I haven't talked to Jason about it too much, but things really worked out in his favor with all that. Yeah. And I'm glad that he's back out there playing.
Kind of caught things before it got really bad.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyway, if I come to you as a golf client to work with you as my golf instructor, what can I expect from your teaching style and techniques that are going to help my game?
Well, what we like to do first is kind of evaluate what you're doing, talk to you, find out what your goals are, and really kind of understand your sports background, because we see basketball players move differently than baseball players. Wrestlers actually are some of the best potential golfers out there because they have such body control. But really,
flexibility.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But we really want to understand what makes you tick athletically and then kind of hone your golf swing to take advantage of something that you've done your whole life.
So if I'm an athletic person, or even maybe not as athletic, sure. There is a technique or a teaching technique that's in there for me with Mike Granato.
Absolutely. You can just look at Scott's list of golfers, and none of them swing exactly the same. Everyone has unique talent, skills, and it's, you know, he likes to say, you know, you dance with the one that brought you to the date. Did I say that right?
I think so. I think enough. So. Well,
yeah, you take advantage of what you do best and then just go again.
And that's a beautiful segue into what I wanted to talk about next. And let's talk about some of the affiliated players with Scott and that you're also working with now. You got Charles Howell III, a top 15 finish at Riviera last week. Hudson Swafford, Chris Kirk, Boo Weekly, Bobby Wyatt, Aaron Baddeley, Stephen Bowditch, Russell Henley, Ben Martin, Scott Stallings, Joe Durant that's on the Champions Tour, and Brooke Pancake that's on the LPGA Tour. Right. So that's quite a bevy of professional athletes out there, and you're getting to hang out with those guys and work with those guys.
Yeah, when they listen. they'll let me chime in every once in a while. No, every one of those players is phenomenal, and they're as good people, and they're great to hang out with and work with.
Absolutely. And they got to have a little bit of Southern connection with them in some respects, because Scott's a Missouri boy, you're a Kentucky guy, hanging out in Cartersville, Georgia to work on golf swings.
Yeah, I don't think it would mesh too well with certain personalities, so yeah, everyone kind of gets along really well, and we all understand Southern speak.
And I guess Stephen Bowditch is the odd man out there. Yeah, he's the Australian.
He's an Australian redneck, so he fits right in.
That's outstanding. So Mike Granato in studio with us this morning, working through MikeGranatoGolf.com, also working with Athletic Motion Golf and working with Scott Hamilton of Scott Hamilton Golf. How do the connections get made? I'm always curious as far as Scott's connections with players, and then I know your connection with Scott, right. But is it word of mouth on the tour? Is it players researching what they think will work best for them, or how does that happen?
The tour, is what I'm finding out, is a very – I mean, it's a small knit. I mean, it's like a little small traveling circus, and – things repeat a lot out there. If a coach or a player or a certain, you know, thing gets traction out there, you're going to see more and more guys doing it. And Scott's been so successful for so long that, I mean, he fields phone calls all week long about swing questions, about can I come work with you, about who should I work with, that kind of stuff. So Scott has been out there enough. He's been successful at it, that he's really one of the guys that a lot of players really ask opinions for.
And since he's a friend of mine and yours, we can both vouch for the fact that he's so easy to get along with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's always a lot of fun. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, and the beauty about Scott is that you're going to get an honest answer. I mean, I like it, but it's going to be an honest answer. And I think a lot of people appreciate that.
I guess the next thing I want to touch on is you were recently at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. I've never made that trip either.
Really?
Tell us a little bit about that.
So that imagine a PGA Superstore that we have downtown here, and times that by about 100. It's every golf professional, everything associated with cleats, shoelaces, you name it in golf, is all under one roof, and it's just a big, massive, massive body movement for 4 days.
Yeah, I've never been to the show, so I can only imagine that just about anything and everything that's out there in the world of golf is available.
I mean, literally things that I didn't know were associated with the golf industry were down there.
What's the one new technology item that's out there that's just must have? We got to have it in our bags.
I tell you what, there's two new drivers, the Callaway driver and that TaylorMade driver. The guys who have come in to play those drivers, those things are really going far for them.
Really hot?
Yeah, really hot.
Even I can hit it far?
Those drivers are really hot.
what a gentle and nice answer out of Mike Granato. We'll take this time out. We'll be back with more with Mike and more of Bartow Sports Zone after this. Stay with us.
One lift, you're right, best trip.
Right now at Heritage Auto Group on Veterans Parkway in Rome, you won't believe these deals. $10,000 off MSRP on all remaining 2016 GMC Yukons in stock. $9,500 off the beautiful 2016 Buick Cascada, just in time for spring break. That's $5,000 in bonus cash and the rest in dealer discount. The largest Buick inventory in North Georgia, 706-291-2277. Heritage Honda, Nissan, Buick GMC, online at gmcrome.com.
Cartersville loves a great breakfast and a great lunch. Six's Tavern has now combined them both in an all-you-can-eat, bottomless brunch. On Sundays from 11 until 3, three great fill-your-plate options from $12 to $24. An incredible array of amazing food from your staple breakfast items to prime rib and everything in between. There's made-to-order omelets, eggs benedict, and chicken, and waffles, to name just a few. Also included is your choice of all-you-can-drink non-alcoholic beverages. If you love breakfast, you're going to love the new Sunday Bottomless Brunch from 11 to 3 at Six's Tavern. Regular menu items also available during the brunch hours. West End Common Shopping Center, Henderson Drive, Six's Tavern. Get all the details at sixscartersville.com.
Amazingly Affordable Errands is ready to help you own it with no credit needed. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get started leasing to own the top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. With affordable payments, free delivery and setup, and no hidden fees, Errands helps you own it. Come to the Errands store at 935 Joe Frank Harris Parkway in Cartersville or call 770-607-5151 and mention this ad and get up to $50 off your first month's payment on a new lease. Let Amazingly Affordable Errands help you own it. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on your Game Day Friday. We'll remind you that it is Game Day Friday because we've got some college baseball coming up this afternoon. Pre-game coverage begins at 2:45. Kevin Pate will be out at Lake Point to bring you Sinclair State and Georgia Highlands College. Sinclair State was in the D2 JUCO World Series Finals 1 year ago, so an interesting matchup for the Georgia Highlands Chargers today. And again, tomorrow it's a three-game series. They'll play a doubleheader with pregame coverage beginning at 12:45. So we hope you'll join us here on WBHF and listen to some college baseball this afternoon and tomorrow. We're visiting with Mike Granato of MikeGranatoGolf.com here this morning on Bartow Sports Zone. We've talked a little bit about all kinds of things. We were touching on those players that work with Scott and yourself through his PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour affiliations. Which of that group of players is the most entertaining to be around?
Oh, boy.
I know he's got some characters.
I mean, you don't need to spend much time at all with Baudo to be entertained. Hudson's the same way. I mean, they're all such good people. They're all fun to hang out with, absolutely.
Which one's all business all the time?
You know what? None of them really are. They all enjoy what they do, and I think that's a cool way to do it. Charles loves to beat balls all day. I think they all love playing professional golf.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I mean, yeah.
If I had that skill set, who wouldn't?
That's right.
Yeah. You mentioned your first trip to Pebble. Did you get to see all three courses?
No. We saw I did a practice round with a practice round with Brandon Todd and did the Monterey Peninsula driving range and did the Spyglass course. So missed the Monterey Peninsula golf course.
I promised we'd talk basketball. We didn't quite get it in on this trip. We'll do it again next time. But who's your pick to win it all? And it can't be Kentucky. I saw the T-shirt. You still hate Leitner is what it says. So
Kentucky.
He's a Kentucky guy, folks. And we'll have Mike on here again. Give him a call, 404-259-9546. That's MikeGranatoGolf.com. He'll visit with us again real soon here on Bartow Sports Zone. Time now for GNN News.
Hey, gang. This is Sean Rowe, owner of the award-winning St. Angelo's Pizza you've loved for years in Atlanta. Now we are right here in your own backyard at the new Lake Point Station in Emerson. Voted one of the top 100 independent pizzerias in the nation, let us show you why St. Angelo's Lake Point will be your new neighborhood treat. With delicious pizza, wings, salads, and a full bar, St. Angelo's Pizza is an experience like no other. Don't forget Thursday is family night. Kids' meals start at just $1.99. and check us out online at stangelos.com.
Good morning, Cartersville. Good morning, Bartow County. Good morning and welcome, listeners around the world on the TuneIn app. You're listening to Bartow Sports Zone on your game day Friday. Bartow Sports Zone is here each Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on WBHF in Cartersville, Georgia. But right now, in this final segment of Bartow Sports Zone this morning, we want to welcome in our statewide high school basketball analyst. He's done some work for HoopScene.com, Score Atlanta, the AJC, and, of course, his own site, SandySpill.com. That's Kyle Sandy. Good morning, Kyle.
Thank you for having me this morning. It's a fun time of year.
Oh, yeah. This is your Christmas Eve, I guess, so to speak.
It's right in my wheelhouse, sir. You're right about that.
Well, it's always a great opportunity for our listeners to get some insight. I know that Kyle covers high school basketball around the state, so we not only get a little bit of a statewide perspective on some of our local teams, but then again, we get to talk about who are the big-time names that are out there in the big-time programs as we move forward in the Georgia High School Association State Championship Tournament that got through its second round last night. And now Kyle is here each Friday with us during the state basketball tournament to talk about the tournament and those top players. Before we get too deep into the state tournament quarterfinals that are coming up, I think next Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. I think we should touch on the outcomes of our three local teams that made the state playoffs. Unfortunately, all three lost in the first round. The Cass girls stayed real close with Columbia until the fourth quarter and then ended up losing 60-41.
Yeah, I heard they just ran out of gas. You guys were talking to me before we went on the air. That's tough. You're playing a really tough team. They're from DeKalb County. They see some of the best competition, and I heard they hung with them for a little bit there, but when they had that size, I heard they had a big girl that's just eating them up on the glass. You can't replicate that.
Yeah, just too many second-chance opportunities for Columbia in that game, and it finally, I think Cass led after one quarter and maybe even led going to the fourth quarter.
I think they led by three at the half.
Yeah, so they had leads throughout that game, but in the fourth quarter it just really got away from them, and the big girl about 6'2" on the inside just finally took its toll. And, of course, they had a really good year, a 20-win season for Cass, and their first trip back to the state tournament, I think it was since 2011, I think was the right number, but it's been a while.
I thought it had been about a 10-year absence.
Yeah, may have been. So it's been quite a while since the Cass girls have been there, so a really good year for them. Adairsville's boys, they were kind of outmanned going to a one seed, Morgan County. They lost that one 71-40.
Yeah, told me they were down 24 points, cut it to 12, gave them a game for a little while, but at the end of the day, that town and that size and those shooters wear you out, beat them, what, 71-40, I think it was.
Yeah, and you'll get a chance to talk about who's still out there in the bracket a little bit later on in this segment. And then, of course, the Cartersville boys lost an extremely tight back-and-forth game at Marist, 49-45.
I apologize. I told you, Cartersville, you got this one in the bag. I love the matchup, but Marist controlled the tempo 19-19 at the half, and that is exactly what Cartersville did not want to see happen.
Well, let's now get to your forte, and really this is your – I don't even know the right musical term now. Your minor forte, I guess, your second secondary strength here. Let's take a quick glance at the girls' state tournament, if you will. Any surprises so far in any of the classifications in the girls' ranks?
Well, Class 4A, I believe it is. That was getting crazy. Madison County, I think they're only 15-14 overall. They beat Heritage Catoosa in the first round, who was 25-4. Then they beat North Clayton, who won about 19 straight games going into the Sweet 16 matchup. They beat them 48-40. So Madison County, the biggest surprise so far.
Very good. We'll talk some more about the girls' state tournament. We'll do a quick wrap on that when we come back after this on the other side of this timeout. And then we'll talk some more high school state basketball tournaments for the boys' side of the ledger as well. You're listening to Bartow Sports Zone. Good morning and welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson in here along with Kevin Pate. We're here each Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. for Bartow Sports Zone right here on WBHF 100.3 FM, AM 1450 in Cartersville, Georgia. Brad Stevens normally with us, taking the day off from Bartow Sports Zone, as well as Jason Greenberg of the Daily Tribune News. Jason taking on quite a number of roles of late, Kevin, and I think he's got his plate full right now.
No, he certainly does. But also, they have him doing over there at the Daily Tribune. What is he now?
He's the managing editor now, yeah, so he has really climbed the ladder.
Yeah, he's his plate's a lot more busier than mine, so I'm not envious of Jason Greenberg at this point.
So Kevin's in here running the board for Bartow Sports Zone since he's not quite so busy. So, but we're glad to have Kevin here. We're also glad to have Kyle Sandy in here with us this morning talking about the high school basketball state tournaments. We've touched on the local teams that were knocked out in the first round. And, of course, the last couple of nights we've had another round of the state tournament. Kyle was talking about the biggest surprise in the girls' side of the brackets of all the classifications. Which bracket right now on the girls' side is pretty much up for grabs, and who are the prohibitive favorites right now?
Well, Class 4A has been very interesting. North Oconee, I had them ranked number one for much of the year. That doesn't bode well because they got beat by Spalding 65-44, so I apologize for that. Then I went to the West Hall versus Columbus game. That was a great game. West Hall lost 50-47. Columbus has two SEC big men inside, and those are some big girls that just dominated them on the glass. So I really like that Class 4A. That's very interesting. You got Jefferson on the top right-hand side and then Cross Creek on that bottom right-hand side. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But Columbus is very good, and then Carver Columbus too, so that region one really representing.
Yeah, so that's kind of a quick glance at the girls' side of the ledger, and now we get to your true forte, the boys' state tournaments. Let's kind of go through those brackets, but I know you were at Allatoona last night for a pair of ranked teams, Jonesboro and Allatoona in Class 6A. Tell us a little bit about that one, and then we'll talk some more about the other brackets.
That was everything I expected. It's going to be a drag-out, knockdown fight, ugly at times. Marcus Hood, that zone defense, that whatever defense you want to call it, made MJ Walker not look like an All-American. He had 24 points, but they were forcing him into bad three-pointers. The only reason Jonesboro was really still in that game, Jamari Smith was just crushing Allatoona on the glass. He's 6'6", big guy, plays above the rim. Allatoona doesn't have that size or that athleticism, really, but 61-56, Trey Dooms played very well. Tyler Jackson stepped up huge for Allatoona with 16 points.
Kind of take us through each of the classifications and talk about what you've seen so far.
Westlake and Newton, that was the game to be at last night, 89-83 in triple overtime. Newton won that one. Everything's pretty much played out according to plan, to my bracket at least. I had 7 of the 8 Elite 8 teams in there, but Tift County really smacked around Berkmar last night, 72-55, so that was an interesting result. Class 6A, there's been a lot of overtime games last night. It was a wild one. We had South Cobb escaping Glen Academy in double overtime. Tri-Cities beat Valdosta. I think that went into two or three overtimes. South Paulding won 90-82 against Coffee County. That went into overtime. They hit a three at the buzzer to send that one into overtime. Brunswick wins 66-64. So Class 6A is the one to really keep an eye on. All those teams have just been battling each other, and everything's been so close.
We've got other classifications for Kyle to go through, but before we get to that, let's send it over to Kevin Pate and the news desk. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on your game day Friday. You just heard the promo. Georgia Highlands taking on Sinclair State. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 2:45 today for some college baseball. We're visiting with Kyle Sandy, our statewide high school basketball analyst. He's talking a little bit about the Georgia high school tournaments. We're all the way into the quarterfinals now. He got us through the two largest classifications. Our local listeners are probably real interested in 5A, 4A, and 3A, Kyle.
Yes, sir, and they should be for a good reason. Buford, who I had ranked number one pretty much the entire season in Class 5A, they won on a buzzer beater from Alex Jones. They were down to New Hampstead. They win 69-68. New Hampstead has a 5'7 senior lefty that can fill it up from deep. He had 33 points. Arante Anderson gave them all they could handle. And then other good games across that. Warner Robins smacked down Southwest DeKalb 65-45. That was a great effort from Warner Robins. And Fayette County, they handled Columbia 66-45. That was a pretty surprising result, very lopsided. Over in Class 4A, St. Pius keeps rolling on, beat Mary Person 74-71. Upson Lee survived a scare from Stevens County 76-71. Upson Lee's a very good team, but you never know what you get from those guys. But Ty Fagan, if you don't know the name yet, he is going to be a superstar when he's a senior. He's a junior now. He's averaging probably 25 points a game, smooth lefty. Just got his first scholarship offer about a month ago from Middle Tennessee State. I think he's a real deal. And then down in Class 3A, you look at Liberty County, poor Cohola Creek. They beat them 105-62. When you got Davion Mitchell and Will Richardson, those guys are Division I, and they can go. But the most interesting matchup coming up in this Elite Eight, Pace Academy versus Westside Macon, and that is going to be in Atlanta. So if you want to go see some good basketball, Wendell Carter, one of the best players in the entire nation, 6'10", going to Duke against Kevon Moore, a superstar junior.
Which players have made college coaches' radars as a result of these first two rounds, maybe stepped out and did a little more than even – the great analyst Kyle Sandy was expecting?
Well, I mentioned Ty. I think Ty's really good at Upson Lee. He's one of those guys that plays in the middle of nowhere, kind of in Thomaston, Georgia, plays for a very local AAU team, Middle Georgia Supersonics, but he's a real deal. I think he really stands out. And then you just look at other teams like Grayson, who's making a run. They're in the Elite Eight. Travis Anderson, about a 5'11 point guard junior. He can fill it up. He averages about 22, 23 points per game. And Brookwood, who is going to play Grayson in that Elite Eight matchup, unsigned senior Bubba Parham, was a Region 7 player of the year. He's averaging 24 points a game. He hit the game winner to send them to the Elite Eight. That's a kid that can really play.
Which team, regardless of classification, in your opinion, is better now than you thought they were going to be going into the state tournament?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. Probably down in Class 2A. It's been crazy, but Chattooga, right. Those Indians, 68-51 to Thomasville. They took him down. Thomasville's got Reggie Perry, 6'8", going to Arkansas. He's only a junior. They got a 6'9 sophomore, Titus Wright. But Chattooga, with those guards, Isaiah and Isaac Foster, the twins, and Jay Shropshire, they took it to him. Thomasville has, you know, poor guard play. Chattooga excels in the backcourt, right. And they handled them very well. Great win.
And that's a team that local listeners would be familiar with. They knocked off Cartersville in a Christmas tournament championship earlier in this particular season. So that's interesting that Chattooga from up at Somerville is your kind of surprise team in any of the classifications. Well, Kyle, last year we had the baskets in the wrong spots at the state finals in Macon, 1 foot too far from the free throw line and 1 foot too close to the end line, if you will, with the baskets slid back too far. Any controversy so far this year in any of the venues?
Well, I'm glad they finally announced where the state championships will be played, how they separated it with the classifications. We knew the first 2 days were at Georgia, second two were at Georgia Tech. So they finally released which classification is playing where yesterday. So that's a good thing. We'll see how it all plays out. You know, there's always going to be some hijinks and craziness going on in the state championship weekend, but hopefully it runs a lot smoother than last year.
Yeah, and that was a problem that got a lot of attention last year, and of course they didn't replay the state championship games or anything like that, and I don't think any of us really would have expected them to do that, but it's just it was a bizarre set of circumstances where the portable basket standards were not put in the right position for, what is that, a 4 day stretch, 3 or 4
yeah,
day stretch?
It was I think it was 2 days last year. We expanded it to 4 days this year, but yeah, you would love to get everything on regulation. That would be nice this year.
Yeah, and hopefully that will be taken care of. And we're at really what's a truer basketball venue now by playing at Georgia Tech and at Georgia.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous. We might have Wi-Fi in there now. The goals might be right. No cracks in the floor. We might have all the lights turned on in the stadium. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, one last question. We've got about a minute and a half here before we wrap up Bartow Sports Zone for this Friday. But do you think we'll continue to see the multitude of transfers again this offseason in regards to high school basketball?
Oh, certainly. As long as we have AAU and kids are playing with each other and they want to build these super teams, definitely. It's not going away anytime soon.
Tell me real quick before we leave the air, you documented a lot of those transfers last year. How many did you document?
Probably about 100, give or take a couple there, but 100.
Yeah. That's Kyle Sandy from sandyspill.com. You can check him out online. He'll be with us here each Friday as we continue through the state basketball tournament. For Kevin Pate, I'm Charles Wilson. You've been listening to Bartow Sports Zone. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Listening to AM 1450 WBHF Cartersville and on FM 100.3.